Hi, I'm Michael Wright, and this is the Kaelic Capital Management third quarter 2023 newsletter. First, some disclosures. The performance results described in this audio represent the performance of fully discretionary accounts managed by Kaelic Capital Management. All performance results have been compiled by Kaelic Capital Management, are unaudited, and have not been independently verified. Therefore, the performance data could be wrong. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Therefore, no current or prospective client should assume that future performance will be profitable. Now, on to the newsletter.
Introduction. I know this will come as a huge disappointment, but this quarter's newsletter will be much shorter than usual. The reason is that I'm currently in the middle of a project to automate several KCM processes and want to keep the momentum going. I've been working on this project for a couple of months now, and there's still a lot of work to be done. Though I'll provide more details in a future newsletter, I will say that I am excited about the project's potential benefits. Most importantly, I expect it to significantly improve my idea generation process by allowing me to monitor custom metrics for 1,100 plus companies in near real time. This is something I've attempted to accomplish for years with various financial software tools like FactSet, Bloomberg, and Eikon, but have never been able to do to my satisfaction. But after taking an online course in Python programming, and with a lot of help from ChatGPT, I finally have the tools to realize my vision. While I suspect this project will be completed during the fourth quarter, most of the benefits are likely to begin accruing in the first quarter of next year. I will keep you updated on my progress. Performance. During the third quarter of 2023, Kaelic Capital Management's concentrated microcap composite declined 11.19%, underperforming the benchmark, which fell 5.17%. Our largest contribution to performance came from Chase Corp, ticker CCF, which increased 4.96%. As a reminder, Chase is a manufacturer of protective materials such as tapes, sealants, adhesives, and coatings used for high reliability applications across a broad range of markets. During the third quarter, Chase announced an agreement to be acquired by KKR, an investment management company, for $1.3 billion, or $127.50 per share. Though the deal has yet to be closed, shareholders approved the transaction on Friday, October 6th, and it is expected to be completed during the fourth quarter. We have owned shares in Chase since the inception of Kaelic Capital Management in 2017. At the time of this writing, it has slightly outperformed the benchmark, including dividends, during our more than 6 years of ownership, returning an average of nearly 6% annually compared to just under 5% for the index. Though this is a satisfactory result, I believe it would have been even better in the long run had the company not been acquired. The good news is the timing of the deal appears fortuitous, since it is coinciding with a down market and an increasing number of potential buying opportunities. Therefore, I'm optimistic I will be able to redeploy the capital into more attractive opportunities once the deal is closed. I'm currently monitoring several of these opportunities and will keep you posted on my progress. Our largest detractor to performance was Astronics Corp, ticker ATRO, which declined 20.14%. Last quarter, I noted how the airline industry had nearly recovered to pre-COVID levels and that Astronics' momentum would likely continue into the second half of 2023. And in the third quarter, the company reported revenue growth of 32.6%, its first operating profit in nearly 3 years, and strong bookings growth of nearly 40% year-over-year. As such, management reiterated its previous guidance for full-year revenue growth of 20%-27%, with, quote, "expectations of achieving the higher end of the range," end quote. CEO Peter Gundermann added that, quote, "demand remains strong," end quote, and he expects, quote, "our year-end to be busy with shipments, setting up for another strong year of improvement in 2024," end quote. So why did the stock decline? Honestly, I'm not entirely sure. My best guess is that the increase in bond yields during the quarter drove the overall decline in the stock market, which dragged highly indebted companies, such as Astronics, down more than less indebted companies. However, I believe the aerospace and travel industries are in a much stronger economic position than those with customers who are more sensitive to interest rates, for example, housing, automotive, and durable goods. As such, I believe Astronics' momentum will continue for the foreseeable future, and the stock remains an attractive risk-reward trade-off at this level. Portfolio activity. No adjustments to portfolio weights were made during the quarter. Conclusion. Though the third quarter of 2023 was disappointing from both an absolute and relative performance perspective, I believe short-term fluctuations in stock prices are of little concern, except for the opportunities they provide to capitalize on mispricings. Sometimes these mispricings are to the high side, and sometimes they are to the low side. But what matters most is the fundamentals, growth, profitability, and ROIC, of the businesses we own, and they remain strong. Though Mr. Market seems to disagree, and his stubbornness can be frustrating, I believe his continued mispricing of our portfolio will ultimately prove to be one of the best things that could have happened to us, because long-term returns will be better for it. But only time will tell. Thank you again for supporting Kayla Capital Management, and please do not hesitate to contact me should you have any questions or comments.